Our office has been notified lately by Montana consumers that insurance companies are informing them that they're either canceling or non-renewing property insurance policies based on wildfire risk. And the assertion of these insurance companies that do business in Montana is that these homeowners are facing an imminent threat of wildfire. So I issued an advisory opinion that reminded insurance companies that, in fact, they cannot cancel or non-renew policies based on a perceived imminent threat of wildfire when the wildfire occurs miles and miles away. What we're seeing is over here in the Helena area, based on the Jericho fire, some insurance companies are using that to try to deny or non-renew coverage. And so Montanans deserve fair access to property insurance, especially during wildfire season. And I'm just reminding insurers that they cannot use wildfire risk as a blanket reason to deny coverage for properties that are not at immediate risk.
Let me ask you this. At what point would an insurance company be allowed to do just that?
That's a great question. I can't see any really legitimate reason to go out and cancel policies when there's a wildfire that is occurring, right? Because then you're taking the risk off the insurance company and putting it on the property owner, and that's not the way insurance works, and it's not certainly allowed by Montana law.
And of course, it's another thing when you've got a wildfire down the street and you call up the insurance agency, hey, I'd like to buy a policy. I'm sure there are limits to just, you know, what a consumer can do.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You can't just, if you see there's a fire in your area, call and get signed up for insurance. Where we see that a lot, as we've talked about, Peter, is someone will get in a car accident and then call literally from the wrecked car and get auto insurance. Same concept here. We want to make sure that those insurance companies that do business in Montana are treating their customers right and following Montana law.
Well, now at the close of your story, it talks about some contact information. So, if people honestly feel that they have been shortchanged in this way, we don't just throw up our hands and say, "Oh well," that's why your office is there.
Yeah, our office exists for this very purpose, to help Montana insurance customers deal with their insurance companies. And so, you can contact us online at CSIMT.gov, or by calling our office at 406-444-2040. And the good news is, apparently some folks know how to get a hold of us, because we have been notified of these policy cancellations.
All right. And so do you contact the insurer directly, or how does that work?
Oh, absolutely, we do. Our staff reaches out directly to the insurance companies and has these conversations on behalf not only of the agency and what's required under Montana law, but also on behalf of the consumer or customer of the insurance company.
And what is the desired outcome come about, or what kind of success rate do you have?
We have a pretty good success rate when these insurance companies aren't following the law. We usually get an answer back from the insurance company that they've revoked or remediated their action.
Now, is there a legal remedy for someone who maybe in the last year or so has had this happen to them and wasn't aware of this policy?
Well, the remedy would be first to get a hold of our office and have a conversation with that. But if they can prove that Montana law has been violated, then certainly they would have a right to go to court. And the Montana Code section that we're talking about is 33-18-210.
Fantastic. Now, would the homeowner be on the hook for their own legal costs in a situation like that? Or would it be, if they were successful, if they prevailed, would the insurance company have to eat that?
Well, that's a great question, and I'll answer this based on my background as an attorney.
Okay.
That question would be answered in two ways. One, what does the policy say in relation to a claim or a policy cancellation that was improper? But more importantly, Montana has very, very strict laws regarding bad faith and insurance companies that oftentimes will entitle an insurance company to recover attorney's fees and costs.
Gotcha. All right. Anything else you'd like to add before I let you go and enjoy the, hopefully, what's going to be a nice 4th of July for you?
Indeed. Well, I want to wish your listeners a happy 4th of July and to say how blessed we are to live in this wonderful state and this amazing country.